It was, nothing different for me. Withstanding, how we did it. That was the point of performance, bringing energy to a stage, whether or not, it's started or a room full of people or whatever the case may be. But I know that when people actually watch it, that they expect, to see that same energy that would have me exuded as if the auditorium
If they
was
were
full,
there.
as if there were. You put that same effort into a show that is being recorded. That's
So you
how I see it.
perform, with that in mind, you perform in mind with that you seeing people there that you perform with in mind.
Yes, I
Right.
perform badly.
So you mean that to be a performer, you gotta go out some level of crazy then. Or this sounds crazy to me.
I wouldn't call it crazy.
What would you call it?
That's the thing. I don't even know if I have a term, to describe it, but I just think it is something that's kind of in it, as in we recognize that people are not there or whatever, but we also recognize that when people view it, that they expect, to feel as if they were there and they were present.
I love that. So I hope because and then people know it can be online. It can be online a lot at Sluggy Dan. So I hope that we can see some of these Christmas performances with your song from you. I hope that Barbers will get to see more of you for Christmas. Because this tune that you have that you released about 2 years ago now. It's shown not only on Christmas Day. Because you're yet young, but original music is a thing. So we can look forward to you pushing this music a lot more live online. We can hear
Yes,
this voice.
certainly. That is something to look forward to in the
Right.
near future.
We hear that. Randy.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I got you covered.
We get my don't we got his notification soon. We got the studio. They got the studio book. So we can look forward to hearing some lovely vocals live from Ahanja. We're not gonna ask Mishka. You understand? Because we gotta hear Mishka live today, so we're not gonna ask her. We can trick her into doing it. So I ain't asking her that. No. Miss Arthur.
Miss Arthur correcting books.
That's Mr. Sluggy.
Yes,
No, correct, but correct books after. I took a break.
Oh, what can we expect at this virtual experience? Food and that Youth in the Spotlight is putting on. What can we expect from it, and why are we doing it? And then how can people doing it?
Okay, so what to expect? Basically, anybody who knows Randy Eastman and who knows Sluggy Dan knows that any type of production performed by
Oh
these two
God,
men
no.
are awesome. It's professional, it is at the highest quality. So expect that and more. So Youth at Christmas, the virtual benefit concert, is going to be a top-notch production. All right. Basically, we're doing this to raise funds for at-risk families. We hear a lot about at-risk youth, and that's a term that's thrown about quite regularly. But the at-risk youth, in more instances than not, come from at-risk families. And when we talk about at-risk families, we're talking about those families that experience things like violence in the home, unemployment, drug abuse, single parenthood, teenage pregnancy, even mental illness. So all of those are things that contribute to some of these at-risk families that we have in our communities. So this is a virtual benefit concert for us to raise funds to assist those families. We know that everybody's all hyped about Christmas and we're all about giving at Christmas, but we also need to think beyond Christmas as well. There's going to be back to school in January, as soon as the year opens, the first week or so, I believe, I have to check my calendar. There's school, and those families have to send to school their children as well. So we want to have an opportunity where we're in the spirit of giving, yes, at Christmas, and we're accustomed to giving to our family and to our friends. This is an opportunity for us to give to those persons who are less fortunate.
Well, that's lovely, Randy. We need Randy.
Sir, I'm here.
Big R request.
Tell
We
me.
need Kelly. we need Kelly on radio more.
Yeah.
So those out there listening to VOB,
time sluggy time.
Those out there listening to VOB, link sluggy. Let me make this happen. We need his voice on radio much more. How can people donate though?
Randy, you can take that one. I don't have my numbers in front of me.
No problem. So donations are easy. We're gonna have a number of bins at various locations. Cost you less, and I don't want to call the other location just yet until we confirm. And persons can take non-perishable items there if you want to assist a family in need, an at-risk youth family or whatever. You can donate non-perishable items, clothing, books. I just actually was just dealing with it when Sluggy asked me to come back on. Young lady called and said she would love to donate some books to some young children. So in that way, you can do that. Or you can make cash donations to Youth in the Spotlight. I'll give the full name, but we'll shorten it. Youth in the Spotlight Development Program and Charitable Trust. And that bank account is at First Caribbean Sheraton. Bank account number 100-11-66951. Again, 100-11-66951. And that's First Caribbean Sheraton branch. Youth in the Spotlight. And you can make your cash donations there, or you can send us an email, youthinthespotlightdp@gmail.com. Simple and easy. Or find us on Facebook, find us on Instagram, Youth in the Spotlight. Simple and easy. Send us a message. Let us know you want to get on board. You want to be a part of Youth at Christmas and our drive. We have several programs coming out of Youth in the Spotlight, which include the Back to School program, the Feed Every Child program. You know, we also try to pay petty fees for young persons as well once the funding is available. So if persons want to donate to these worthy causes, please feel free to get in touch with us and let us know how you would like to contribute.
That sounds sweet.
But Sluggy, I also have persons who would have come on board with Youth at Christmas right now. Because as you know, the success of any event or fundraiser or whatever is heavily dependent on the corporate world. And if the corporate world isn't involved, then we wouldn't be able to do events, you know. And we had to weigh on a lot of persons from the corporate entities and the creative industries as well to make this possible. And I would like to acknowledge, of course, Youth in the Spotlight, Quantum Productions, Events Rentals, Trident 10 TV, who I know I can call on any time of day. Mr. Paul Clark, you don't like the forward. And your wife, Kim Tara, y'all like to stay in the background, but I must acknowledge you for your assistance and your guidance. Additionally, Active Sounds, I'm going to call his name, Ashley Cope, again, someone who likes to stay in the background. Ashley's been very instrumental over the years with Youth in the Spotlight and Quantum Events in terms of what we do and how we build out our programs and events. Additionally, Renaissance Designs. Everybody knows David Davis. David has a huge heart and he came on board, you know, without even consideration. From the time we told him that this is what I need, he said, yeah, I'm there. Once his Youth in the Spotlight, we're a part of that. As well, you got a bigger Reflect Entertainment, Mr. Glenn Eversley, for the lighting as well. And of course, Harvest Bible Chapel, Barbados, thank you so much for allowing us to use your tremendous facility in terms of recording and what we call the black box. The engineer there, Mr. Dorrance Paris, and musician Steve Ward and his band. Now, Steve is a musician who travels and plays on the cruise ship, and very, very big musician, but he took the time out to put together a band. All the musicians that I mentioned before, they spent 3 days rehearsing and then another 3 days of recording. So I want to really, really thank all the persons who would have put their hands on to make this event possible.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Of course, all the performers, of course. Carissa, you earlier, Orano, Hannah Nebbett, I forgot them. Oh, it's like we forget the most one of the special things too. We got some overseas kudos coming in as well. We have some collaborations from the UK. We have collaborations from Antigua. We have collaborations from St. Vincent. From the UK, we have Ms. Shiromi Brewster, who is the Catch Project UK, and also one of the workers with the Cage Cricket UK. And she brought along Colin Salmon, who is a Hollywood actor and the founder of Cage Cricket UK. Have Claudette Peters from Antigua and also Hans John from St. Vincent. So
we wish Hans John much better. Hans got dengue right now. And right now dengue is rampant in St. Vincent. and Hans John, who's the cultural ambassador for St. Vincent, and a good couple of my friends in St. Vincent right now suffering with dengue. He was in the hospital a couple of days. So we wish him, just got that news, Randy boy. We wish him much, much better, bro. We wish him much better, you know, dengue. Dengue is a serious, serious thing, especially within the Caribbean. So we wish all our Caribbean brothers and sisters, yep, sisters well. No, Randy? Randy, call the God second list here. No, I want Ronnie play. I want Ronnie play a hand your song. And then when a hand your song finish, I want to come to Misha. I think we could get some of Misha's new song live.
Yeah, of course.
Live?
Of course.
Well, God, make sure you record that when you ain't here. Make sure you video record that on your end because I want to see this. I need to see this. Listen, so Ronnie can play a Hanje song. No, they love this song. This is a Christmas song. Hanje is 16 years old, got original music already. It's an original music that people know already. And this is a Christmas song that growing a lot. It being a lot. People tell me the like it is one of my favorites already, not only on Christmas Day, but your Hanje. So Nobby Clark.
Second time around this evening, that's Johan J, and not only on Christmas Day. And we're getting ready for live performance, so Sluggy, take it away.
I want to suggest, yes, Dave, if you could play it from my end for the internet connection may cause a delay.
Go ahead.
Sluggy was singing just now, it was coming behind. So
Randy, that will be doing.
Yeah, test the audio and let me know, Nobby, if it's coming at a good level, and then I can push or reduce. Yeah, so I'll play it.
Go ahead.
Come on.
How's that volume?
That's clear. That's loud.
Yeah.
Loud? Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, well, let's go. Sluggy, do the introduction.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Randy, make sure you got the cameras on, please. Make sure you got everything set.
My cameras don't work. I don't know why. The camera would not come on at all.
We need the world to see this. We need to hit the record button. Then hit the record button in the studio. Then we need the world to hear this. We just had, not only on Christmas Day, but Johan J. Daniel. You heard the vocals. And Johan J., just quickly, congratulations on good work, Johan J.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. And now we have a performance with one of the premier vocalists in Barbados, one of the gospel superstars, a medical student of the University of the West Indies, former student of Queen's College Secondary School. She comes from a singing background. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite vocalists, Mishka Gill.
Yeah, man.
Sami-san Mishka. Dreaming of the things I miss. Stuck here in sunshine, don't exist.
Not a place to catch, ain't no turning back. Gotta make it home.
Ain't no snow bells ringing. Happy folks on beaches smiling.
Ain't no place like home for Christmas.
Give me 12 more days of this Christmas.